So where do we begin? First, let me just say that we have to remember that we are multidimensional beings, that the experience that we have here in the physical is just symbolic. It is symbolic of a variety of energies that are constantly moving in all directions and coming from in all forms and all wavelengths and different patterns and so forth. And those energies come together and they create you, and they create your life experience. They create the things that you're attracted to. They create the things that you find easy to do and the things that you find nearly impossible to do. It is all an energetic expression of perfect energy moving through the filter that is you. In other words, there is constantly energy pouring down through you that is perfect. It's the perfect white light, natural divine source energy. All right? And you filter it through your own belief systems, your own feelings about yourself, your own acceptance of or denial of your magnificence, and it creates a filter that this perfect energy now has to find its way through. And in doing so, it creates some distortions, which are, you know, it's not a very pleasant word, but you're distorted, okay? So, you know, love it, and it becomes more and more clarified. So we're working on our distortions. We're here to perfect them, actually. So it's not about having any charge around that or having any judgment or feeling bad about that. It's just that we're here to align our energies more perfectly, constantly and continuously. And we do so through the process of self-acceptance, self-consciousness, where we are becoming more and more responsible stewards of this energy. And we are stepping into our fears and loving into them and allowing them to dissolve right before our eyes, and in doing so we clarify this crystal, this filter that we are, and the energy begins to perfect more and more and more here in the third dimension because of it, because of our efforts. So the world's a better place just because we start saying yes to ourselves in a bigger, deeper way than we were able to before. So how do we start tracking that? We start tracking it by paying attention to many things. We start paying attention to the foods that we eat. We start paying attention to the way that we move in the world, the way that we hold ourselves within our body, the way that we exercise, the amount of rest that we get, what it is that we are honoring, what it is that we're tolerating, what it is that we're forgiving. We start paying attention to these things because tracking ourselves is the number one way to build on a daily practical way, build soulful constitution. It is the way we evolve consciously. And so what's the purpose of evolving consciously? Like, why should I do that rather than just live the good old life I've been living? Well, probably because there's some misery embedded in that good old life you've been living. And in addition to that, it is your soul's journey to come here and wake up. And what you're waking up to is the fact that you are God source energy in a body. You are co-creator. You are it. You are right up there in the big conference room. You're sitting around that big table, and you are one of the big dogs making the big decisions of what creation is doing. Believe it or not, accept it or not, it's true. So the more we accept that and just imagine, you know, how much more free and empowered we could feel if we would just lean in and do some of these things, and how much joy we could share with others and shed unto our children and allow the world to be a better place for us having been here. The more we do that, the more fulfillment we feel. And the reason we feel fulfilled under those circumstances is not because we've proven that we're a good person, but rather because we've become in harmony with what is. We've brought harmony to this place. And that's what we do with our consciousness. We've come to the third dimension. We've incarnated. We've taken a body. We're here in a body on this planet bringing high frequency energy here. We're bringing the light in here to the density and allowing it to do its thing. Okay? So, yay. Congratulations, you co-creator, you. And let's just play with this. Let's talk about some of the things that we can start to pay attention to. And one of the things I wanted to mention, as I was giving it some thought after I just hung up on the phone with a consultation with an individual that was asking about colors and asking about foods and these kinds of things and what it has to do with their life and what it has to do with their healing and what it has to do with their empowerment. And I wanted to just brief over a few things that have helped many over the course of time that I've been working with. So keeping in mind, colors play a role in our healing and our empowerment. Foods play a role in our healing and our empowerment. Our consciousness, our intentionality, our plan for the day. And when I say plan for the day, I do not mean what is going to happen today. I mean, what are you going to be doing on the inside today, regardless of what happens on the outside? Your intention is about what's happening inwardly. Your intended inward existence, your experience in life, regardless of the external circumstances. Okay? So keep all that in mind as we dig into some of these ideas and we begin to have the experience of a daily practice and living it and moving in consciousness. Okay? So colors have to do with energy frequency. Everything is energy and everything is vibrating at different frequencies. Some frequencies can be collected in a particular bandwidth that we reference as color. We refer to them as color, but they're just energies, okay? So I'm interested in sharing with you all of the energies that are going to make a difference in your life experience and ways to track that. One of the beautiful ways that we can track it is we can start to notice the colors that we are attracted to at any given time in our lives. We can start to notice the foods that we are attracted to at any given time in our lives. And we can start to notice these energies and move with them, shift them to bring balance and harmony into whatever life experience we're having at any given time. All right, so let's just take, for example, the color red represents life energy, like vitality, like bang, I'm here, I'm alive, I'm having it, right? So if you're attracted to red, it might be that you're wanting to really draw that reality into an existence for yourself, really manifest it, have it be true. And you may be really longing for that or anchoring it, just insisting upon it until it becomes a part of you. The color orange, for instance, represents creativity, and it also represents your feelings. So if you're drawn to the color orange at any given particular time, allow yourself. Now, this being drawn to these colors may show up as the clothes that you want to buy or wear. It may show up as the color of the foods that you're wanting to eat. It may show up as what you notice when you look out the window when you're driving down the road. It may reveal itself when you're in a large crowd of people. The colors that pop out to you at any given time can be dramatically different from one week to another, or season to another, or season in your life, I mean, to another, or just a couple of months go by and you're actually transmuting something in particular in your life, and at that time you're drawn to certain colors. And I share this with you so that you can start to track the meaning behind it, so that you can become more masterful at what's happening in you, so that you can allow these things to be harmonized before issues have to manifest in our physical life in order for us to figure out who we are and what we want and how we're going to have life turn out. We can head it off at the pass by working with it in a non-physical manner and allow the messages that are being revealed to us to bring us to a more conscious state. The color yellow, for instance, represents intellect. It's mental activity. It's wanting to be thinking and processing information. So if you're drawn there, it could be that you're seeking more of that. And I would always say with any of these colors that you're finding, maybe you have a favorite color, you've always been attracted to this color, I invite you to check in and make sure that you're still attracted to the colors that you used to call your favorite color. It could be that at any given point in time in your life, there are other colors that you might actually glean more information if you would allow yourself to assess, is this really what I would choose, or is this just what I've always chosen? Just like everything else I'm going to share with you in this project of the daily practice, I'm inviting you to evaluate in this moment what is true for me, in this moment what is true for me, so that we can begin to stop working from a habituated manner that we just rotely move into certain things because it's what we've always done. And this is a horrific misuse of our conscious creativity. So those are three colors. Let's just dig in a little bit more. The color green represents healing. The color pink, of course, represents love. The color blue is relative to communication in general, connecting and communicating, expressing, those kinds of energies. The color purple represents vision, our clarity, our inner vision, the vision for our life, not just what's your eyesight, 20/20. The vision that you're able to see and sense for yourself and carry out, all right? So the color white represents your divine will. If you're drawn to that, it may be that you're going through a phase of truly accepting this divinity portion of yourself that maybe was shoved to the background for the first half of your life. And so I'm not saying go out there and put any of these colors on so that it will create a particular thing in your life. However, it certainly does lend itself to the energies that would allow that to cultivate in your life more easily. I'm also asking you to just notice, what have you been attracted to? What naturally is showing up? I don't want you to get in your head about it. I just want you to notice. Don't start leading your life, surrounding yourself with all these colors specifically to create a certain thing for yourself only. Do that. But I'm also interested always in every project that I'll ever engage you in. Notice where you are and honor it, feel it, be present with it, because that alone is what will move you toward whatever it is you're interested in moving toward, okay? So it isn't about just learning all this stuff and then going and decorating your house in these colors or wearing only this color for that intellectualized reason. This isn't a mental body exercise. I'm just giving you some ideas so that you can do that, you can work with that, but also so that you can honestly, sincerely, deeply, and intimately track, where have I been? What's been happening? What is really evolving? And how can I be present with that so that I feel heard and that I feel welcomed and I feel like I belong? Because when we establish those feelings for ourselves, everything else works just beautifully. Everything else resonates and harmonizes itself. Because the truth is, we do belong. We are here. We are nature. And whatever we can do to have that pan out is highly recommended, right? To have that be realized by us is what this project is all about. So in addition to that, you might be attracted to the color black, and there's always this negative stigma associated with black. And I want you to understand that black just represents the power to change, the power to set something in motion. So you may be very expanded out in all different colors and doing different things at different times in your life. And there may be times in your life where you want to put on black and you feel a particular way when you do it. Now, that's a good thing because it allows you to integrate and it allows you to put it to use. However, if you're only ever always doing the black color in the clothing or that kind of thing, it can become distorted. And we'll talk a little bit about some of the distortions that occur with overuse of any of these particular colors. But for now, just know that, you know, it's a good thing that sometimes when we get into this conversation about expansion of consciousness and healing and openness and awakening and enlightenment and so forth, we steer away from black and we have a judgment about it. And I'm telling you, everything plays a role at right time in its authentic presence. We need to learn to utilize all, okay? So, in addition to that, we have gold colors represent harmonizing energies. Silver colors represent transferring energy from one place to another. So transferring harmonious truth is gold and silver together. We see a lot of gold and silver when people are having ahas and realizations in the workshops and these types of things. It's lovely to experience all of these colors. And so important that we begin to just notice what's happening in your world, right? The other one I wanted to mention is the color brown. And brown is a grounding energy, and it is also an energy of practicality. So that's another interchangeable term for grounding, is practicality, practical use. So when we're going to get practical about some of the things that we are learning and put them into use, then this color brown is helpful in that circumstance. So some of the things that I wanted to mention is, when we get into too many of a particular color, too much of that around us, or distorted versions of those colors, we can start to see some incongruencies or some conditions start to evolve. And it can so easily be remedied if we just maybe pay attention. And this is what I was asking. Always ask yourself, is this really my favorite color at this point? Or is it just something all my life I've been saying, you know, this blue is my favorite color, or I just have always been attracted to orange or yellow or whatever the case may be. Okay, so just to have awareness that, for instance, if We can have too much of a color around us that can create some imbalances just as much as they can create balances. So if you've completely surrounded yourself by, you know, just all kinds of shades of blue, and that's just what you've always done, for instance, it's important to realize that you might be creating an energy that lends itself to needing overexpression. Remember we talked about blue is the color for communication. So you may be just overly communicative and overly expressive and constantly needing more information in order to feel balanced or to feel okay. And so if you're experiencing yourself in that way, just perhaps, you know, blend some of what I'm describing in with the use of other colors or the attraction to other types of things by simply asking yourself, what is present for me now? Truly, what is truly present for me now? Likewise, we were just talking about black being a very empowering color to set things in motion, and it also, too much overtoning of black can render us in a powerlessness feeling or a lack of emotionalism, or we can actually get an emphasis on power, like wanting to control things and that type of thing. So if you're feeling really edgy in that kind of way, then I would recommend, you know, rethinking perhaps what you might want to be putting on your body or whatever you, wherever you might be surrounding yourself with any of these colors. So too many gray tones will create a lack of clarity or decision-making ability. Too much yellow, being surrounded by too much of that is getting too involved in the mental self, and you could tend to get into a judgmental or arrogant type of states of mind and these types of things. So basically what I want to point out is that anything that the color that I've described represents, obviously the overuse of that color in your world is going to create some distortions. So that can create just as many blockages for us in life as not honoring the idea that color has anything to do with it, and we're missing the boat on using that as some feedback to make more masterful decisions and have a more masterful awareness of our life process. Okay, so enough on color. I just wanted to point out that it's huge, okay? It's huge. It's a huge part of reality, of the reality of the energy frequencies that surround us every day. Likewise, foods have a tremendous impact. The types of foods. Now, I've been talking about color, and there are foods that are going to represent the colors as well. So you may be attracted to all these red foods for some reason, and you may find yourself attracted to blue foods for, you know, some reason. And, you know, there aren't a lot of blue foods other than blueberries. How far can that go? But they can, actually. There have been a time in my life where I couldn't get enough blueberries, just constantly seeking blueberries. Fortunately, it was at a time when they were available in the area of the country that I lived in. So I joke about this, and I'm playing with it, and I'm very serious that if you will embrace this, it will make a difference in those moments when you're asking, how do I keep myself together? If you have built an awareness automatically within yourself that is allowing you to pay attention, just automatic autopilot kind of pay attention, just it's become so much a part of you that you're doing it without really having to concentrate on it. You don't have to think about it all the time. But you've built this kind of awareness, and you're listening to the body, and you're letting it reveal to you what it wants, what it needs. It will help you get in tune with nature. And when you get in tune with nature, you become empowered. When you are in tune with nature and you are comfortable with yourself and you are honoring yourself and you are living in that way, your life experiences change. Opportunities become obvious to you. You say yes in the moments when it really means yes. It comes easily. You attract more opportunities. You attract more projects to you that lead your life into the place that you really do want to be living. I know from experience that my own personal awareness in these areas has changed my life. It's an invitation. It is an invitation. That invitation I would also like to roll over into foods more specifically, not from the standpoint simply of color, But from when I was looking into some of the definitions of foods that serve when there's too much heat in the body, foods that serve when there's too much of a chill in the body that can't really be balanced out, foods that are embodying, foods that are nurturing and neutralizing and so forth. There are many resources out there. I find that through the study of many of those over the years, what has proven true in working with people and with myself comes from more of a Chinese history and an influence, and that is that there are three basic breakdowns that they're working with, and that one is cooling foods, one is neutralizing foods or harmonizing foods, and the other is warming foods. And I'd like to just mention some of this, because when you're moving through a life process of healing and transmuting and transforming and awakening, and you're really embracing personal development and spiritual expression and spiritual development and healing and physical healing in natural ways, and you're really interested in bettering yourself and growing because of that, rather than just wanting to know how to plow in there and, you know, make your millions and get the partner of your dreams and have it be all perfect. You know, that's a little externally driven, and this conversation is definitely cultivating an internally inspired way of living. So in doing so, these foods that are available to you to help in the process of this transmutation and transformation and change will make a significant difference. Meaning, when you start to forgive stuff, there's going to be a heat in your body that you didn't know you had. When you start to transmute it through the breath work that I work with you on, and the meditations that we go through, and the removal of subconscious interference that we do with the best techniques, and the bioenergetics that we teach you to do at home for yourself, all of these works are going to create transformation, transmutation, changing the energy frequencies in your body. And as that happens, a byproduct of that is heat. So one of the things that you're going to want to know is, what are the foods that I can eat that are going to help this fiery feeling that's happening in my hands and my legs and my skin, or coming off the back of me, or in my deep in my core, or this fire in my throat or my heart or my head, or any kind of sensations that you're experiencing that you would describe as hot, is a byproduct of energy moving in a way that it was not able to move before. And when you're freeing it up like this, then it can get a little freaky. Sometimes people will ask me, well, what do I do in this situation? And is it okay that this is happening? And I assure you, it is very okay that it's happening. And there are some things that you can do to soothe it without interrupting it and actually enhancing it. So some of the cooling foods are going to be obvious. If you've been in a hot climate or you've been in a hot season, you know that your body is attracted to lighter kinds of foods, foods with high water content. And some of these are celery and lettuce and broccoli and spinach and tomatoes, and actually bananas are very cooling, watermelon, the obvious. These are very helpful in this process of getting you balanced out during deep transformation. From the grains department, I would recommend the barley and the millet and wheat, relatively speaking. The egg is actually cooling of the proteins, and not a big recommender of pork, but of the meats, that would be in the cooling department. Okay, now I'm also going to categorize foods other ways for you, but when we're speaking about this, cooling versus warming versus neutralizing, that's the cooling category, all right? Moving to the warming foods in opposition to that would be some more distinct, there are many more meats in that department, so in general you can just keep it clear in your mind that if it's a meat, it's in general going to be a more warming sensation, a more warming energetic in my system. But scallions and squash and cabbage and kale and oats and ginger and garlic and the obvious peppers of all sorts are also warming foods. But tuna and turkey and salmon and chicken and shrimp as well. Now interestingly, these foods are helpful when you have gone through a new aha you've made some changes. You've gone through the heat of that transformation, of that change. You've now begun to neutralize, and I'll talk about neutralizing foods that soothe the embodiment of these transitions that we're in. And as the heat starts to disperse, you'll probably find yourself being attracted more to the neutralizing foods, which we'll cover in just a moment. And on the far side of that, when you move through those neutralizing foods and you begin to plateau in your life, you'll also find that you're starting to look around like you need some stimulation, or you're ready for a new idea, or you're ready for what's next, or you're seeking out something different or unique. Many of our new excursions get birthed in these moments. But at that time, you may also find yourself kind of getting chilled more easily, and you're kind of feel like you've kicked back in neutral maybe for too long, and you're not fiery, you don't have that passion going on inside of the body of the divine will in action, kind of energetic. So those warming foods will be helpful in that moment to begin the process over again, to start the cycling in its next round for the opening. And this is very, very helpful when you find that you are in a stagnated state, or you feel like you learned some stuff a while back. It was fabulous. It transformed your life, and life is really better now, and you're happy with that, and you're going along. And by nature, all of creation is expanding, and you will be too. You will be wanting to know what's next. And so you'll start to find yourself seeking. And in that moment, begin to lean toward the warming foods, and it will help move that into that energetic that will allow you to more readily accept a new idea and be prepared to move into transformation again. So in between those two moments in time, the neutralizing foods are very helpful. And that is, it's a time of integration. You've had your aha, your realization, you got all that fire burning, and if you're wanting to start to soothe that fire, you're moving to the cooling foods. And after a period of eating the cooling foods, if any of these foods that I'm about to mention feel appealing to you, then it is helpful in the neutralizing and the embodiment. It's not neutralizing like turning off this great project that you've just initiated in your life. It's neutralizing as in bringing it into harmony, and if you're feeling overwhelmed in that heated state. Okay, so some of the neutrals are many of the root vegetables. So beets, turnips, carrots, you know, those types of things, potatoes, yams, are all going to be helpful in this embodiment. So think of it as it's grounding you. It's in the earth. It's bringing you down to that simple rejuvenation state that the earth does so beautifully for us. In addition to that, lemons and apples, rice, corn are also helpful in these states. So interestingly, the lemon is helpful in neutralizing many things, even though it, you know, we know so much from a chemical balance standpoint there that we might categorize that differently in our mind. But these are some things that are intended to be helpful for you regarding the types of foods that you find yourself attracted to and what you might be able to do to benefit yourself because of that. So, big picture overview, you're a multidimensional being. I've mentioned a few things here that we can begin to utilize to keep ourselves from being dispersed and distracted and having a confused state around why life is going the way that it is, by becoming more masterful about managing the energies around us through the use of our five senses and the use of our looking inward and tending inward and feeling and sensing what the body is revealing to us that it wants. It will tell you if you learn to breathe into the body and breathe into the belly and breathe into the core and keep the core awake. These types of information pieces will be revealed to you about what will help me now, what will help me next, what am I needing now. So hopefully you'll listen to this over and over until these become pieces of information that are just part of your knowingness, part of your awareness, and it will become an autopilot, automatic kind of way that you make decisions. You're just aware. It's not something you have to hold in your head forever. You just get it in there and learn it and breathe with it and walk with it, and then it becomes yours. You own it. And it becomes more of a communication device between you and the unseen versions of you. You're a multidimensional being. There is much, much more to you than this physical realm. Let's use some of the invisible awarenesses to help us become more masterful with the visible ones. So, let's dig in next to the daily focus in the morning, in the midday, and the end of the day that can allow us to start to put many things together, including the information we've just shared, in a routine for ourselves that allows us to have a ritual in the in-between moments that keep us from ever being caught, dispersed and distracted and knocked off center in those pinnacle, peak and valley moments of the life experience. Let's dig in.